Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. Alabama lawmakers are still working on drawing new legislative districts after the 2010 U.S. Census, but some already are prepared to challenge those maps in court. Democrats and a Republican lawyer say they are keeping a close eye on the remapping process, which is supposed to redraw districts to reflect population change after each census. A massive yard sale is in the works for counties in West and East Alabama. Alabama Rural Development Office Director Ron Sparks and Ray Scott, founder of the Bass Angler Sportsman Society, announced the kickoff of the world's widest yard sale. Sparks says it's an entertaining way to showcase Alabama.
We feel like this is an extremely important project, and we've had a lot of participation across this route with mayors and chambers of commerce and people who have an interest in helping us, and we're excited about it.
The initiative is part of an effort to stimulate the economy of the U.S. Highway 80 corridor in the Black Belt region. The world's widest yard sale will feature 3 days of bargain hunting from Phenix City near the Georgia state line to Cuba, Alabama near the Mississippi line. That's a distance of 350 miles. The yard sale starts May 31st and will run through June 2nd. Well, it's something you haven't heard very often, but gas prices are down. They fell by a penny over the weekend, according to the Auto Club, AAA, and other price watchers. Now averaging about $3.93 a gallon, in Alabama, the statewide price for regular is 23 cents lower at $3.80 a gallon. Meanwhile, oil prices are lower today on concerns about the economic recovery. The search continues for a state prison inmate who escaped from a prison facility in West Alabama. Department of Correction officials say 42-year-old Timothy Richards escaped from the state cattle ranch in Greensboro. He was discovered missing early Sunday morning. Richards, according to authorities, is serving a life prison sentence for a 2000 murder conviction in Walker County. Richards is described as a white male, 6 feet, 4 inches tall, 230 pounds, with blue eyes and blonde hair. Federal marshals are assisting state and local law enforcement agencies. A Prattville legislator is questioning a decision by the Autauga County School Board to buy out the contract of Superintendent Greg Faulkner. Faulkner lost a bid for re-election in the March primary and resigned 8 months before his term ended. State Representative Paul Beckman said today he has filed a complaint with the State Ethics Commission. Beckman wants to know if the Autauga County School Board can pay Faulkner $57,500 in salary and place him on 1 month paid leave of absence. Beckman wants the Ethics Commission to determine whether or not laws dealing with public officials using their office for personal gain were broken. In news around Alabama, authorities say a small child has been rescued from a burning home in Birmingham. Firefighters found the 3-year-old boy unconscious in a bedroom and took him to Children's Hospital, where he is listed in stable condition. And tonight, the 2012 crowning of Miss Alabama State University will be held at 7 p.m. at the Dunn Oliver Acadome on campus. Tonight's pageant will be filled with music, drama, and presentations as contestants compete for the coveted crown of Miss ASU. Enjoy sunny skies today with your highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, clear and cool with your lows in the lower 50s. Tuesday, sunny skies in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy with your highs in the upper 70s. Tuesday night, clear skies with your lows in the mid 40s. On your Wednesday, look for sunny skies and your highs in the lower 70s. Wednesday night, clear with your lows in the lower 40s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.